All right, everyone, welcome back to Speaking with Carl Thornton Jr. I'm speaking with John Wright, ZZ Wright, and Jane Barrett. Jane Barrett is
Associate Director.
It was Associate, okay.
Yep.
At the Cancer Center of the Augusta University, and she is working strong with development. You're Associate Director of Development there, and we were saying before we left just a few minutes ago that not only is a development taking place that we can't see unless a person is directly involved as a patient, medical staff, et cetera, but there's something that we can see if we're just riding down the road, and that has to do with those facilities that are going up.
Yes, that you are exactly right. This is a very exciting time at the Cancer Center. We have had, a couple of buildings on campus. We have our research building, our Cancer Center research building, and then across the street from that, at the corner of Laney Walker and R.A. Dent, is our outpatient clinic, where we treat all of our outpatients. And then our inpatients are treated at the hospital, and we also have a radiation therapy facility, too. But we have had a construction project going on for the last couple of years that is adding on an expansion to our research building. But then there's also a connector that's going across Laney Walker that anyone who's come down there has seen that construction project going on. And it's a very exciting project. It's actually linking our research building with our clinical building. Mm-hmm. So we're calling part of that space the collaboration corridor. So there will be collaboration taking place in that connector that goes over Laney Walker between the researchers and between our clinical physicians, so that they can talk about, you know, the research that they've done and how our clinical physicians will be able to, you know, start clinical trials or apply some of that research and findings to patients.
So there'll be some office space in that area.
There will be, yes.
Interesting.
So, okay. And when you're up there, I mean, you've got beautiful views of Laney Walker.
Yes.
So we're very excited about that. In fact, next week, the Board of Regents for the University System of Georgia and the governor are going to be in Augusta for kind of a grand opening of that new building. It's going to be the M. Burt Story Research Center at Augusta University. And Mr. Burt Story was a very generous philanthropist in Augusta, and he actually passed away this past spring. But he was a wonderful supporter of the Cancer Center, and so that building bears his name, and we're just so grateful to him for his support of the Georgia Cancer Center. And so it's the grand opening next week of the M. Burt Story Research Building.
Well, congratulations. I didn't realize you all were at the point of completion with that.
Right. Well, there's still some work to be done. But, you know, as far as people moving into the offices over there, that's going to take place over the next couple of months.
Gotcha.
But it's a beautiful new facility. And, you know, it's all the better for us to be able to take care of our cancer patients.
Yeah.
So,
well, congratulations on that grand opening ceremony coming up, too.
Thank you. Yeah.
So, and again, ladies and gentlemen, you can see that it is just beautiful. In fact, I like the way they're landscaping in that area, too.
Yep. Yeah. Yep. They're busy landscaping. I was over there this morning, and they're working hard to get everything finished up over there. So it's going to be great.
So this is a matter of doing what's going to be working from different angles. We got to do what's being done with medicine, but it takes money to have the medicine even in place to do what the medicine does. Teamwork. And so we got fundraising taking place on a number of levels. And, of course, helping us with that, again, ZZ and John Wright. And, John, I know some of the people may not recall you from having been with us with ZZ and me the last time you all were here. If you would, please introduce yourself again.
I'm John Beveridge. Me and ZZ are newlyweds, so we've done a lot. And, it, you know, she makes jokes sometimes. It feels like we've been married 15 years. But I think we've accomplished more in 11 months than most couples have accomplished their lifetime. But our biggest thing is, even when I was a child, my father asked me, what did I want to be when I grow up? And I would tell him, I want to be a doctor that helps fix people's feelings. Back then, I didn't know what that was, and I think now I do. It's just I've always been that way. I like to help people out. I don't like to see people upset, crying, hurt. And the thing with the cancer is it's not so much, you know, you've got the individual dealing with cancer that's in pain, but then you have the family members and friends that are feeling pain, but they don't know how to react or how to, you know, talk to the person that's dealing with the pain, or the wife or the husband that's married to someone in, you know, dealing with cancer, because it's like you don't want to, you don't want to say the wrong thing, but you don't want to, you don't know how to respond. But the biggest thing we want to get out to the community and to everyone is there's always help there. It may not be physical help, but there's always somebody there to help you out if you need to talk to someone. I know the Cancer Center has a program where they actually help the family to deal with what they're going through.
Like a support group or what?
Yeah, we have different support groups that are available. We do have a licensed, is it a, she's like a psychiatrist that's on staff, but she, that is her specialty, is dealing with cancer patients and their families that are going through this, and she's a wonderful resource. Because, like John said, it doesn't just affect the patient, it affects their family as well.
So, and I like something that John said, too, because it really paints the picture for us so well. We're at a point where we can readily acknowledge, hey, my arm is broken. Mm-hmm. Hey, my toe is broken. My leg is broken. But when our feelings are broken, we may not recognize it as readily. When we do recognize it, we may not acknowledge it as easily. That my feelings are broken, just like my broken leg needed to be fixed, my broken arm needed to be fixed, my broken finger needed to be fixed, my broken feelings need to be fixed, need to be healed. And so it's good to know, on the one hand, that it really is okay for us to acknowledge our feelings are broken, and secondly, that there are people who can help those feelings heal.
And also we've got... And with the cast, we've got 4 young teens that are in the cast, and we had a, you know, talk with them, and I said, you know, this is one of those things where with the times we're in now, you know, most teenagers are busy on cell phones and, you know, other things more important that they feel like. And I told the young girls that are in our play and on our cast that this is the one thing we want to do, and that, you know, the community, the people who do come to the play, are going to notice that, and they're going to say, wow, these teenagers gave up their Saturday night to be here to do this for us. And, you know, my thing is, I tell everybody in the cast that we're doing this, we want to put on a show of a lifetime, because we want this to be, because some of these people that are going to be here to see this play may not see another play. They might not hear music again. This may be their last moment that they get to have an hour and 15 minutes of peace. We want that to be the most peaceful time of their life that they can have, knowing that, you know, some of these people that are coming are terminally ill. We've made an arrangement that they will bring some cancer patients that are terminally ill to the show for free.
Awesome.
Children and adults. And then we've set things up. I've got so many different restaurants and so many different businesses that are behind it. And then next year they want to do something even larger. I've got a couple restaurants I can't name at this point, but one restaurant's actually talking about doing a special thing for a whole month next year and doing 40% of all sales.
Awesome.
I've got another restaurant that owns 18 restaurants in the state of Georgia, and they have agreed to do something for cancer forever.
So as soon as I get releases,
I will let you know what those restaurants are.
Thank you. So we can support them as they're supporting the community. We're going to hear more about what Dreams of Harlem is about and where you can go to catch the play. So stay with us. We'll be right back.